Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 21st of August, The Miracle of Procreation. After they received the Lord's provision for multiplication, Adam and Eve would be able to fellowship together in relation to the blessing given to them by God. Their knowing of one another was to be their participation in the everlasting covenant by which identities were to be multiplied, with the promise of each one becoming a son of God and a glorified son of man. It is amazing to consider that through the physical and biological action of procreation, an eternal identity is brought forth. And while this identity did not exist prior to conception within the womb, he or she was foreknown and named by God in the fellowship of Yahweh from before the foundation of the world. King David understood the miracle of his conception as an eternal identity and the reality that he was named and foreknown by God before his conception, testifying, "For you formed my inward parts, that is, spirit and soul. You covered me, wove my physical body in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, that is, an embryo within the womb. And in your book they all were written before, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them." The fruit of offering between husband and wife, motivated by the love of God, is the conception of an eternal identity. The spirit and soul of a child is formed because of the offering of the man and is nurtured through the offering of the mother. Notably, the mother names the spirit or identity of the child according to her fellowship or lack thereof with her husband in the order of headship. We note, however, that concerning the first marriage, before Adam and the woman were able to bring forth godly seed according to the predetermined timing of God, Satan gained access to their marriage relationship. The reference used in today's devotion is Psalm 139, verses 13 and 16. For further study, Psalm 139.